With the Bartlesville Art Association, their spring art show is mm-hmm. up, and that's up until April 27th.
Right.
So come in, come see. We have about 150 entries all overall, and they gave out probably about 20 awards that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of incredible pieces that are up in the gallery right now, just for that show. And it's always amazing to see the quality of work that's just in our region.
And we do have a lot of talent and interest in art in all media around the area.
Absolutely. It covers all medium. So everything from graphite pencil to oil paintings to sculptures. So it's really amazing, just all of the talent that's in this region.
And I know we'll probably get more into it later in the program, but I want to reserve some time about what's going on the second floor as well. The DA was in yesterday talking about that, and some of the things that from a legal viewpoint he's mm-hmm. trying to get to the attention of the legislature once there's not quite so many teachers in front of the legislature with their ideas. It is Car Talk on a Thursday morning, and Jason's in to provide the Car Talk this morning. Dungeon.
Hey, Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So you broadcast this live now?
Yes.
Well, sorry about that. I got caught with a little bit of a headwind on the way into the studio.
Well, I don't know what you're driving. You need to get a Toyota or a Ford.
They all have the airfoil.
You can learn a little about Bernoulli's principle on how you get lift from a wing and all
exactly,
kinds of things.
Exactly. So we've got a lot of really exciting things going on right now over at Dunge's. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, the weather is getting nice, and people are starting to get ready for summer vacations.
Yes.
That's coming up. So, you know, it's a good time to come in to either Dunge's Ford or mm-hmm. Dunge's Toyota.
Right.
And get some preventive maintenance done on your vehicle. Get it ready for those summer trips.
I was in there just last week. Of course, normal oil change, tire rotation, front end alignment on that one. But while also with one of the recommended services for my vehicle at that particular time, because of the EcoBoost engine, they really wanted to make sure that I got the BG service as well. So that was something else I picked up. Restoring the pep, the energy, the gas mileage when the vehicle was new.
You know, a lot of people think that we're here just to sell cars at Dunge's Toyota and Dunge's Ford. But
you do sell cars, right?
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
But really, a lot of our mission is to help you make your vehicle last as long as it possibly can, to get as many years out of that investment as you possibly can.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it.
No, I see some smoke.
Oh. If you or your IM force are caught or captured, just say
it. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, in terms of cars, Charlie, right now we've got some great deals on Toyotas. One of my favorites is this CHR. It's a great little kind of crossover SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic looking car. Right now, Toyota has 0 for 60 on CHRs. Or you can get $2,000 cash back and bring your own financing.
Nice. Choices when I buy a car. That's great.
Really. You know, that's, you know, kind of our URL for our landing page, Dunge's Choice.
Yes, I forgot about that point. Dunge's Choice.
There are a lot of choices when it comes to buying a car. And, you know, we're trying to make the choice as easy as possible. We're trying to make working with us as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really working on being as transparent in every action. Just transparent.
Started off with the We Will Buy Your Car.
It started off with We Will Buy Your Car, and now we've added the 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty on every new vehicle that we sell.
How much do you charge for that?
You know, that's a complimentary service,
okay,
Charlie. That comes with the vehicle. That's one of the things that we're doing to sort of set ourselves apart from Brand X.
As well you should.
Yeah. So another Toyota that is a, you know, one of my favorite Toyotas is the Toyota Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Before I switched over to the Camry, I was a Highlander driver for a number of years. Great all-purpose SUV. Fantastic if you've got like 18 bags of mulch that you need to throw in the back
of
something.
That's a lot of mulch.
It's mulch time, isn't it?
It is that time of year, yeah.
Right now, we have a great you know, leasing is always a fantastic option if you're not a high mileage driver. Right now we have a lease deal on a Toyota Highlander, $299 per month for 36 months. Very, very reasonable to get into a large vehicle of that size.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Toyota is really helping us with the incentives.
You know, and that's something that I think the manufacturers have really stepped forward recently on incentives. And since we're talking Toyota, I'll go there. They're making it easy for you to give your buyers or lease customers a great buy.
This is true. Another fantastic deal that we have on the lot right now, the 2018 Camry. Right now, 0% APR for 60 months and $500 bonus cash on a new Camry. Or again, you could lease a Camry for as little as $229 per month for 36 months.
We talk leasing occasionally on this program, but it's not a regular part of our conversation. There are some customers that really fit very well into a lease agreement.
You know, if you're driving 8, 10, 12,000 miles a month, or I'm sorry, 12,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
It becomes a very practical way of getting into a new vehicle, and then making sure that in a couple of years, and technology is changing fast. In a couple of years, you've got the latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the latest and greatest and technology, Toyota is working on things like automatic. The radar thing
The Toyota Safety Sense. In fact, every new Toyota right now comes with Toyota Safety Sense, which is everything from lane departure warning to blind spot detection,
mm-hmm.
the radar enabled automatic stop, and then Ford is also rolling out a number of these features on their vehicles as well. In fact, right now, a number of the Fords come with the early detection.
Mm-hmm.
And, another thing that Ford is getting into that sort of mirrors what Toyota does, right now on the Ford Fusion and the Ford Escape, customers receive the Ford Protect Basic Maintenance Plan,
mm-hmm.
2 years or 30,000 miles of protection. You'll get regular maintenance at four different intervals, about every 7,500 miles.
Okay.
You bring your vehicle in for a free visit, and we do all of the maintenance to keep your car up. It's a fantastic program.
And you say that's at no charge from Ford.
Exactly. Right now on the Fusion and the Escape, and as well on the Escape, current owners get a great deal. All new Escape customers are going to mm-hmm. get a great deal, but there's an extra $1,000 of owner loyalty cash on a number of the Ford vehicles, the Explorer, the Escape, the Edge. But right now, with the $1,000 owner loyalty, you can take $4,000 off of the price of an Escape. And that's before you even get to the Dunge's discount.
So, which adds even a better buy than what the manufacturer is already giving.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I know, particularly on the used vehicles, but even on the brand new vehicles, you and Brad, you look on a daily basis at the market to make sure that you are priced on the dollar
the
market.
It's called market-based pricing, mm-hmm. and what we're trying to do is get people their best value by shopping the market and being as competitive as possible on every single vehicle that's on our lot, the new vehicles, the used vehicles. Brad likes to say it's not about price, and truly it really isn't about price. It's about trying to find you the right vehicle for your needs, trying to help you get the right financing. But on the price side, we are as competitive as you can possibly be.
And when you follow up with them on the 995 oil change, on tires for life, on the
seven-year 100,000-mile warranty.
All those services that you add on once the customer has chosen their vehicle, you're there for them.
Exactly. That's why you know, we've been around for 77 years, and April is our anniversary month.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing to be working with an organization that's been around for 77 years. That puts us in the, you know, older Oklahoma establishment category.
It really does. And of course, as the oldest Toyota dealership in the state of Oklahoma, the one additional distinction for Dungis Family of Autos.
Exactly. We have been around a while, and the reason we've been around a while, the reason a company can make it 77 years, is it's not just product, it's people. It's what we do mm-hmm. to service our customers on a daily basis.
We were talking body shop last week as we introduce people other than Joe.
I understand that Mike was in last
Mike
week
was
talking
in.
About the things that might get stuck in the front grille of your vehicle.
Yeah. Things got stuck in my vehicle, but that was snow driving back from St. Louis after a ball game on the weekend. So, it was just things do get stuck in your bumper.
We have a complete body shop in case something gets stuck in your bumper.
Mm-hmm.
We are certified and really recommended by almost every insurance carrier out there. And then in addition to great body work, we also have a fantastic detail shop. And I know you like it when I plug Enrique and his detail shop. Enrique is located at Price Road and Highway 75,
mm-hmm.
Right behind our newest creation, which is the Dungis Truck Ranch.
And it looked as though, as I drove by yesterday afternoon, that you had quite a few newer-looking trucks out there.
Holy smoke, are we stocking up on trucks. we're truck specialists. I mean, 77 years in business, we have sold a few trucks. And our mission at the Dungis Truck Ranch is to have trucks that are ready to go to work and trucks that are ready to go play for every sort of budget.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to segue into all the other things that you do. But yeah, trucks are king in Oklahoma, and you see people using their trucks for a variety of things, like you said, from work to play to family vehicle to you never know, they might have a duck blind built into half of the truck. I don't know.
Can you do that?
I've got
work to do when I get home. So, in terms of great truck deals,
yeah.
Right now, the Toyota Tundra, the 2018 Tundra, we have on sale. We have a $1,500 cash bonus on the special editions from Toyota, and that stacks on top of 0 for 72 financing.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity to get into a Tundra. And then in terms of the Fords on trucks, wow, we have some fantastic deals. In fact, we've got a 2017 Super Duty. It's a F-250.
Mm-hmm.
I think the MSRP on this vehicle was right at $64,000. We've got a $4,250 rebate on that vehicle. You're going to roll out under $60,000 on that.
Wow.
And then fantastic deals on F-150s, Super Duties. It is, even though truck month is over,
you're still continuing the savings.
Ford is still pumping the truck month.
Wow. I was talking with Deshane about what's going on at the Price Tower, and I think maybe we need to continue that conversation.
Yeah, no, I understand that you guys have the 64th annual Bartlesville Art Show going on.
Yeah, it's their 64th year of doing this Bartlesville Spring Art Show. It's one of their biggest juried shows that they do annually, and as I mentioned earlier, they have over 150 entries. And this year they brought in a special guest artist. He's kind of known in this region because of Jody Kerberger. Clayton J. Beck III
Clayton
is his
Beck.
Name. And but he actually has a small gallery of his work in the gallery as well, so about 10 to 12 pieces that are in a smaller area.
That is fantastic. There are always so many great exhibits at Price Tower. what a gem. I just had a friend come in from Dallas, specifically to come up to the tower to take a look at the art.
Good.
She spent the night in the tower, had a blast.
Fantastic. We are always excited to hear people coming from all over the region, and well, actually all over the country
all
and the world.
Yeah, all over the globe.
I mean, they come over all over, and we really do pride ourselves in making sure that they have a really good experience.
If people are familiar with Frank Lloyd Wright, you could be anywhere on this planet and they know Bartlesville.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of the Price Tower. I mean, it really is a treasure for our community. It's a treasure for the state and even our nation, really. You know, we put our little green dot on the map here in the middle of the country,
mid-America. So, Deshane, the art show, how do you go about selecting people who are going to participate? How do people get in?
Well, for this show, it's solely organized by the Bartlesville Art Association. So they actually organize and send out invitations to a lot of artists all across this region. And it's usually Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Texas. So it's Midwestern. And basically, if most of them are Bartlesville Art Association members, but non-members are allowed to enter, just at an additional fee. And then this year they also did something else that was slightly new. They did include student work as well.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
They've done
student work before, but this time they actually kind of turned it into kind of a special little category for them. So there's some amazing, talented high school students, I just have to say.
If I recall, didn't a few of them, or at least one of them, won an award right along with everyone else?
Yes.
And I mean, it was amazing.
They held
their own.
Yeah, one of them won, I think, third place.
Yes.
Overall. So yeah.
That is fantastic. Yeah. So it is a juried show. Now, are the pieces on sale afterwards?
Yes. Majority of the pieces are on sale. And so if you go into the gallery, gallery admission for this show is free. So if you want to go in and view the artwork, you are more than welcome. And then there's a price on each of the pieces that are available for sale. And of course, a portion of proceeds from those goes to Price Tower and the Bartlesville Art Association.
So some of the money goes back to the tower. Some of the money goes back to the Bartlesville Art Association. I really like that. Well, here's our fearless leader, Brad Dunges.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I feel like Dale coming in late.
Hi, Brad.
Hello, guys. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Well, I must have been a great customer.
It was, actually. It was a good thing, good problem. But welcome, guys. I'm glad you're all here. I was listening to the show on the way over, and you guys got it going. I'll get out.
Trying not to stutter too much, because I figured you were listening. So, Brad, we were just talking about the show that's going on, one of the shows that's going on at Price Tower, which is the 65th annual Bartlesville Art Association Spring Art Show. Deshane, do you want to talk a little bit about the other show that's up right now?
Yeah, the other show that's on the second floor is called What Were You Wearing? And it's organized by a group called Safe Now. The show actually developed out of from a professor from KU, and originally it had kind of started as a university show, but it addresses the topic of sexual assault, and the interesting thing, and something that I was a little unaware of, was when you report such a situation, that's typically the first question that's asked.
Yeah.
And then it's also one of the most common questions that's asked by anybody.
Oh, particularly by defense attorney.
Yes.
So you have that show and then the 65th annual show. What's coming up in the near future at the Price Tower?
We actually have this really exciting show that's coming up in May, and it opens May 18th to the public, and it's called 7ply, The Art of Skateboarding. So we're talking about the relationship of art and skateboarders. And so all of the artists are actually skateboarders or have had a passion for the skateboarding culture. And they've developed these really awesome and really unique decks that are contributed to the show. And then each artist also has the opportunity to also adapt and add extra artwork to go along with their decks to
kind of
show a breadth of their work.
That is fantastic. I bet you're getting some art in from California there.
All over the place.
All over the world. Jakarta, yes. Even.
Jakarta.
Yes. We have, I counted, we have about 7 international artists, 2 from the UK, 1 from Japan, 1 from Indonesia and Jakarta, and 2 from Australia.
And
1 from Canada.
I love that. 100 years ago when I was young, I was a skateboarder.
This is right up your alley.
Your board was narrow, close to the whiteboards.
My board was narrow, and and it didn't have skate wheels, but
along with some of these, we actually sent a questionnaire to all of these artists to kind of get a gauge of... part of the reason why it's called 7 plies because it's made out of 7 layers.
7 plies. Of
exactly. And so going with that theme, we also asked them 7 questions. And some of them, of course, are very short and sweet, answers. And then others, you know, they actually kind of engulfed in why their passions are so heavy in the art world and skateboarding and how it has all come together, yes, for them. So it's really interesting to hear some of these stories and some of the backstories. And one of the artists, they actually got their first board that their father made them when they were 4 years old. And then shortly after it was stolen. And then it wasn't until... a couple of years later that they were able to get their board. So, you know,
there are good stories behind all of these pieces of art.
Backstories.
Yeah. I was particularly inspired by one of the artists named Eloise Dorr, and she is from the UK, and she's been an artist, as she said, as long as she could remember, and doodling and doing different things, but she didn't start skateboarding or wasn't introduced to skateboarding until she was 17, and by that world had just, you know, swallowed her up and developed her friends and her confidence and just changed her life for the better and her career, because by the age of 21 she was one of the most world-renowned woman skate artists in the world.
Really?
So in such a short period of time. So really, I mean, I was really fascinated by her story.
Now this is strictly skateboard. We're not talking about snowboarding and everything else, right?
Nope. We just focused on the skateboarders in town. And it also, Ryan Crane, who's a co-curator on the show, of course, he has designed skateboard parks or skate parks all across the country. So he's also going to provide one of his renderings of the new skateboard park or skate park that's going to be in Bartlesville. So all of that kind of ties in.
Very fun.
Everything.
So there is always something interesting at Price Tower.
Oh, yeah,
there is
absolutely.
Always a reason to stop by and check out the gallery over at Price Tower.
Absolutely. And this show is definitely something
the shows on right now are really outstanding. I went through a couple times recently, and they look great. I think the Bartlesville Art Association is outstanding, I think. You know, people have probably seen some of the work before, but it's a great show and a full breadth, all kinds of different kinds of art and really high quality stuff, I think. And you can purchase it too.
Yeah.
A lot of it's available for sale, and part of that will go to support the Price Tower, which is a great way to put art in your home or in your business, and also support the tower and the Bartlesville artists that are there. And that's been a great partnership for us at the tower. It's been really, really exciting to see that come together. And the other show I know is, different and kind of the sexual assault is something that's an uncomfortable subject by nature, but certainly it's a thought-provoking show, and I think it's worth people going to take a look at, and I know that it will make you think, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the real purpose of those type of shows, those socially driven shows, is mostly just to start a conversation. It's not necessarily to choose a side, it's more so just to have a conversation about uncomfortable topics.
Yeah. And one of the things that makes me really excited this month with having these two particular shows at the Price Tower is because we've been really trying to make strides on being that community art center, and with that means a lot of collaborations, and not just with art groups. You know, these two shows is it you know, celebrates our collaboration and partnership with the Bartlesville Artists Association, which is, you know, a model for collaboration for both of our organizations. In this last year, we've both just been so pleased with the results. But also, you know, partnering with Safe Now, another organization here that's just doing fantastic work with a very limited amount of resources and staff who are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to respond to these, you know, incidences. And, you know, so just with the spirit of collaboration, I want to pipe up, you know, and promote. They have a walk coming up, a walk a mile in her shoes. So, you know, guys, you can get your red heels ready.
Yep, there you go.
It's coming up on this Saturday, actually, at 9 a.m. So I know that the registration is still open and you can join up. My husband is a little hesitant about walking in the high heels and
practiced skill. You don't
just yes, you know, you get to see how
sure
we
I
do.
Not sure I can do that, but and unfortunately, I will be on the soccer fields at that time. But
as they said, you don't have to wear heels. You know, you can come and you know decorate. You know, just come to support the cause. It's their first fundraiser,
that's
so
I'd
like people to come out.
Idea.
It'll be out at Johnstone Park. So it's a great, you know, a great organization to also support. So I just, you know, kind of want to throw that out.
Safe Now is it's a really a neat organization, and people may not have heard that much about it. And I think, so check that out at OKSafeNow.org. That's one way you can do that. There probably is information on the event there also, I would think. So that's a good way to get that.
Yeah.
So, again, Price Tower, the 65th annual Bartlesville Art Show. Free admission. Go over to Price Tower. Don't just look at the art. Pick up some art. Take it home with you.
Eat lunch.
Eat lunch. Stay for dinner. See Chef Jenny.
So speaking of that, you know, you can now is a great time. As we're at the beginning of our year with such a busy and exciting year ahead of us, to get your Price Tower membership.
That is a good
student
idea.
Student membership levels. If you have a university ID, for $35. Individual memberships are at $50. Family memberships only $75. And you know, it kind of goes up with their different benefits. But
so what do
know,
I get with a Price Tower membership?
Well, you get free admission to all of our events. All of our gallery shows. So you know, many of them are $5. Different levels offer different amounts of benefits, including NARM reciprocal benefits. We're a NARM member. That's entry and benefits to over 800 museums and art galleries across the country. Of course, you get Frank Lloyd Wright reciprocal benefits as well. And that gains you entry to be able to view Frank Lloyd Wright sites across the country.
Plus, you get those bragging rights. You get to say,
yes,
I am a member of Price Tower.
Well, and we are a membership organization. You elect our board. I mean, you are part of the process of maintaining this incredible historic treasure that right here in Bartlesville. So it become a part of the organization.
Yep. And certain levels, you get 10% off at the restaurant. You get, you know, discounts in our gift shop. And with the right chef, you know, many people forget that there's a restaurant up there. And you can't, you know, don't forget it. We're up high and we've got the best view in town.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming in. And that's Car Talk on a Thursday morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.